I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on,
I
and
was
this
on this
woman,
website the other day.
she has a
It was just
boyfriend and she
on.
like works
It
and
was
provides
where
for her world as well.
judgybitch.com
And
used
she
to
went
be.
and got herself knocked up in a
And
prison because she worked as a prison guard. And she
it
had twins by this guy. So this guy, he's not
it's
even a
just
kid,
leaving
he's not
me
even a kid, and he's
speechless.
perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend
I could
and getting him to take
seriously.
care of them. Like, that
We
is some
could
epic
do
mating strategy. And she wins too
an
because she
entire. I mean,
gets,
I could
you know, she
podcast
wins
about
because she
this
gets
one
this favorite
website
dude to
for the
care
rest of my
for this
life.
alpha dude's kid.
I'm gonna have
Right?
to
In that case, she wins and he
just
wins
do
and the
these
guy
and
loses.
walk away from this and
Girlfriend
let
loses
you go
the
look
dick
at
fight.
it for
That's why when it
yourselves.
comes to chicks, I just
'Cause
screw them and leave them.
I'm
I take
clicking
care
on
of
the
my
links,
bedroom poon tank
and
before you suck my life dry.
it's
Traitor.
just
This is all white men have ever achieved
it's
or contributed to society or innovated or
I can't
created.
even I can't even
Everything
describe this. I have no words.
Before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful because what they can do it all. But
I have no words.
Why the hell have their hands in my pockets where we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children?
I mean, it's
taxing the intelligent people.
I would
the
almost think this is satire.
Society
almost.
Is getting worse.
But this is how female neurochemistry actually works. And no, these women here, these are not the exceptions. I promise you, these are not exceptions. If you take this website and you select an article from this, and you put this in a woman, you ask her, do you agree with this or disagree with this? She's going to agree with it. God, they're dumb.
I have one simple question for the feminists out there. Why is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there, why is it nearly 100% of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize?
It's because there's nothing women have that men are willing to pay for other than their hole between their legs. That's why. I don't even have the energy to be entertaining during the introduction to the podcast here. I just want to get to reading these and just get this over with.
It doesn't matter what you think.
I mean, this is funny.
Women. Women.
This website is enlightening.
Trigger warning.
Single moms are tough and independent.
But I,
no,
at the same time,
no,
I just, I want to get this over
it's
with.
It's a testament, just in general, to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
No,
it,
you can't, because they're completely
the
untrustworthy.
This is bigoted or misogynistic. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data, and I'm not going to disrespect myself.
You know, this reminds me of something else
of
I was
men,
thinking about lately. And it's just, you know, why, great one, why are you thinking about this? It's just, it's a long process of a thing here and a thing there and stuff, and then just thinking about things that happened in the past and yada yada yada. Once again, I've come to a realization. I come to many realizations. I like to come on your bitch's face, but instead I just come to realizations. Just as I've said that, you know, just because you love somebody doesn't mean they should vote, right? I mean, I love my houseplants. That doesn't mean they should vote. I love cats. Doesn't mean they should vote. I love women. It doesn't mean they should vote. It's the same thing with trust. Again, it doesn't matter how I got here. Here's the conclusion that I came to. You can love a woman. You can love your mom. You can love your sister. You can love your daughter. You can love your grandmother. You can love a friend of yours. You can love your girlfriend. You can love your wife. You can love a woman. But at no point can you trust a woman? No, great one. How can you love somebody and not trust them? Well, the easy answer to that is because I'm not a fucking retard. All the men out there, every man out there who's been divorce raped at one point trusted his bitch. You can love women, but don't trust them. And if you can't figure out how those two things can coexist with each other, you're probably not smart enough to listen to this podcast. You should leave now. Okay, let me try to get going here. I still want to do the three articles that I originally looked at. So I'm just reading the very end of the one about Elon Musk. So obviously Elon Musk bought Twitter and now Nazis. All right, so here's how it ends. Conservatives writ large have systematically chipped at the now reduced free speech. Oh, sorry. I read that wrong. Conservatives writ large have systematically chipped at and now reduced free speech to just another sneering excuse for treading down the downtrodden, for whipping the marginalized, for gay bashing the alternative, for incarcerating non-white boys from infancy to grave, for curb stomping black people's skulls open, for raping and disappearing transgender Native American women, and for lynching little boys for merely looking at a white female. Yes, white men writ large are running out, raping and disappearing tranny Native American women. That's what we do in our time. In our free time, you know, when we're not yelling at the internet and worshiping Elon Musk. Raping and disappearing tranny Indians. Okay, so it continues. So no, free speech isn't the right to speak out against power. Free speech is a fucking AR-15, and it's loaded. And they're pointing it at our heads, and they will pull the fucking trigger. And here's what's really going to happen at Twitter. Here's another official prediction. Here's what's going to happen at Twitter. Here's what's going to change. Not a fucking thing. Twitter is still going to, Twitter is still going to be a fucking hug box of leftists and trannies and fags. Elon Musk is not, nothing's going to change. Nothing. Nothing. That's an official prediction. Let me write that down. Twitter. I'm just making more work for myself because now I have to update the predictions page. God, I can't talk. Update the predictions page. Nothing will change. Okay, these are actual titles of other things on this website that I'm not even going to click on because I don't want to go down the hole. I want to go down the hole, but not this hole. I want to go down the hole of a hot redheaded volleyball player. Okay, the coming death of crypto will spark the rise of fascism. Crypto is going to die. And because crypto dies, remember this, guys, this is female neurochemistry. This is what women actually think. This is how female brains actually process the sensory data input that is received through their sense organs. Crypto is going to die, and because crypto dies, fascism will rise. We already live in a fascist country. Fascism, because women don't know what words mean. Fascism is a system where the government and the corporations work together in collusion, which is what we currently have. Pfizer. You have to get vaxxed to have a job. We already have fascism. Women just don't know what fascism is, because women don't know what anything is. Because they've been completely sheltered from everything for their entire fucking lives. It's time for Castle Doctrine to protect abortion rights. Science finally explains why your hoo-hoo smells like a plague-infected musk ox. Breeding, the creepy new sex fetish involving pregnancy and abortion. If abortion is murder, do you really want to hand a psycho a baby? A brief history of toilets. Gay people having children is the most natural thing in the world, actually. Child beauty pageants are abuse. It's time to start prosecuting. Child beauty pageants are also entirely made up of women entering their female children into them, or their male children. Oh my God, I may have to read this one. What the fuck? Dad should work, not play? All right, hang on. Hang on. Oh, God. Just fucking. The case against over-involved fatherhood. Relay, every mom is a magical super mom. Oh my God. First, what is it? I'm scanning. I should have done, didn't see this before I started. Dads do need to be present. And here we cut to the major difference between working dads and working moms. Guilt. Men feel pride at the office. We're bringing home more food with which to feed the little cubs. So no dirty looks if we don't make family dinner. If the evidence tells us hands of parenting isn't really worth much, why should mothers feel anguish about cutting your mother spent less time with your kids want you to, and husbands aren't very good at serving vegetables anyway. All right, this is not quite as interesting as I thought it might have been. But the gist is that the father shouldn't spend as much time with. All right, there we go. Audacity crashed again. The time has come. I'm going to have to fucking suck it up and find a new audio recorder because I can't fucking deal with this shit anymore. God damn it, I'm so fucking sick of Well, great one, the Wuhan. Fucking Christ, I have fucking had it. Okay. Anyhow, that was not as interesting. Here we go, guys. Here's more titles from other things on this website. 4 essential tips for landing a rich older man. 6 ways to get what you want from your older man without having to put out too much. It happened to me. I let my father pay me for sex. A teen mom guide to parenting, according to Hollywood. What are these 4 ways to land a rich man? How do we land the rich man? Come on, 4 ways. Let me number them. Where are they? What are they? They're not even numbered. Trying to outsmart men can be a huge turnoff for them. No, trying to outsmart men can be a waste of your time because you're a stupid broad. Okay, it's your body and you're free to make any changes you want. No, shut up. Six ways to get your man to give you stuff. Oh, here we go. Okay, six ways to get what you want from your older man without having to put out too much. Number one, make him wait. Yeah, go for it. That's going to work. Number two, it is what it is. What does that mean? Timely and unquestionable female issues. Let it grow, let it grow, let it grow. Sleep with the fishes. All natural. What in the fuck? Okay, eight reasons. I don't know. Okay. More titles. There's more stuff from the website. Eight reasons young men should date MILFs, according to Ben Franklin. It happened to me. Sex work has made me hate men. We hate sugar babies because they're competition. Sweetheart, you hate all other women because they're competition. The sex experiment. Five things I learned from sex on the first date. The sacred yogi chart tells you everything about yourself based on how many guys you've been with. Seven to eight. Women with seven to eight partners are stubborn, impulsive, and bossy. Also, you have a natural charisma and many friends. Oh, is that what they call being a slut? You have natural charisma. Okay, so if you 20 to 100. Women with 20 to 100 partners tend to be destined for fame and make a lot of money. However, they are prone to being unfaithful and to addiction. They are lovable, affectionate, secretive, shy. Shy. Women who have fucked 100 men are shy. This is female neurochemistry. Women should be stripped naked. And they should be living outside in fucking cattle pens. They should have their fucking numbers tattooed on their fucking foreheads. If you fucked between 20 to 100 men, you are lovable, affectionate, secretive, shy, honest, and sympathetic. Others will consider you trustworthy, kind, and appreciative. You love traveling, attention, and home decor. Every fucking woman loves traveling, attention, and buying stuff. Here's more articles. Virginity is an outdated and, yes, white supremacist concept. Virginity is a white supremacist concept. Virginity is a white supremacist concept. I know I said concept. I know I mispronounced the word. I was here with myself when I did it. I know I did it because I have self-awareness because I'm not a fucking woman. Virginity is a white supremacist concept. Never forget, Republicans think they should vote. Republicans think they should major in STEM. Republicans think they should have jobs. Drag queen pastors are here and they're saving the church. Okay, 100 plus. If you have had 100 If you had more than 100, it's 100 plus. So if your first category is 20 to 100, hold on. They did. They fucked this up. So example, it goes 7 to 8, then 9 to 20, 20 to 100. It should be 21 to 100, you stupid bitch. And this should not be 100 plus, because if you had sex with 100 people, you would be in the 20 to 100 category. This should be 101 plus. Okay, women can't even do basic math. +100 sexual partners. You are analytic, independent, and a born leader. Moreover, you are creative, charismatic, stubborn, ambitious, and serious. You love to teach and be taught. Teachers. And people will naturally follow you. Yes, to the bathroom where you're going to suck their dick in a stall. You know how to make other people happy because you are highly attentive. Oh, so that's it. She's not a slut. She's highly attentive. That's what the girls are calling it nowadays. Highly attentive. Additionally, you love children and have great social abilities. This is female neurochemistry. Okay. This is fucking amazing. About our mission, I gotta read the about page, and then I'm finally gonna get to the articles. And then there's another one I saw that I might read. Where'd it go? I need to find it real quick just to have it over here. Oh, God. Oh, my God. That's it. I just glanced at it. We're reading it. Fuck. My God. Okay, here we go. This is the about page. About our mission. Feminine, nobody in your audience is feminine. There's no femininity going on here. Feminine audiences deserve something better. It's time to elevate the conversation. Hi there. And the little waving hand emoji. Hi there. IQFY is a lifestyle and social commentary imprint of the Sunshine Initiative. We design and publish storyful, smarter content to uplift feminine folks globally and elevate the conversation generally. Our Twitter also has the side mission of seeking out and signal boosting the smartest tweets on issues of the day. Much of our content, not all, is designed for feminine folks because we believe the transformative change is most easily achieved by supporting the global feminine majority. And that change making must evolve to interface with the minutia of life and culture, and everything is political rule but for philanthropy and activism. We are staunchly nonpartisan. Nonpartisan. They can't shut up about fascism, white supremacy, Elon bros, Republican. I haven't seen anything on here, not a headline or anything, bashing liberals, Democrats, fags, trannies, black people. But we're staunchly nonpartisan. Once again, this is female neurochemistry. You know, I hate Elon bros. Everything is fascist. White men are racist. But I'm staunchly nonpartisan. Vote Democrat. The one article specifically said, vote Democrat to reduce inflation. But we're nonpartisan. We're staunchly nonpartisan and have held every power under the sun to account at some point, except, of course, for ourselves. Because we're women. We're not accountable for anything. We believe in judging every issue on its own merits and following the path of maximum good. No, no, you don't. Not even remotely. Good morning, Team Sunshine! Exclamation mark. Our story. They have their own flag. Their flag is four stripes, horizontal stripes, pink, orange, yellow, greenish, and then teal. The Team Sunshine flag, representing the feminine radiating sunlight onto the masculine world below. The orange fringe represents dawn or change. The number four represents everything, the four corners of the world, and the Pythagorean four parts of the soul. Good morning, Team Sunshine, our story. As a small collective of horizontally integrated online influencers from a variety of fields, we are a privately owned and 100% independent. Our mission and operations are guided by a proprietary democratic process and the Sunshine Initiative founding document. Proprietary democratic process. Hold on. Now I want to make sure. I want to know what the word proprietary means. Proprietary, adjective, relating to an owner or ownership. So they own a democratic prop. All right. Team Sunshine was assembled by a generous philanthropist. So in other words, a rich person. A rich person who feels a bunch of guilt about being rich has given a bunch of money to a bunch of leftists because this rich person wants to feel better. So in other words, the Team Sunshine people have achieved nothing on their own, just like women. A rich person gave them a bunch of money. So basically, they're sugar babies. They're whores. A rich person gave them money. Team Sunshine was assembled by a generous philanthropist concerned with the increasing attacks against democracy, science, and even decency itself. Oh, you mean like men wearing women's clothing and makeup reading stories to little kids? Its task to strategically raise and direct global emotional IQ in key regions and development phases. Right, by key regions, we mean places that are populated by white people. We need to convince the white people that they should participate in their own extinction. After lengthy discussions with expert partners who advised us that empowering women is the single most effective development tool, yes, because women are easy to manipulate, and because men are stupid and will go wherever the women are because they want to fuck them. So yes, if you want to manipulate a society, the best way to do that is to manipulate the women. All religions know this. If you get women in your religion, men will show up. That's why cults go after women first, because you get hot, young, hot women in your cult. Men will join the cult because they want to bang the women. Because all women are whores and all men are stupid. We decided that we can best serve this noble goal by serving the global feminine majority with uplifting content. Uplifting content like, when Bitcoin crashes, fascism will rise. Uplifting content. Content that speaks with them rather than to them, and up to rather than down to them. We are also tasked with developing the Sunshine Partner Pledge, which is a fully integrated pledge for platform and audience social responsibility in all forms of media. The Sunshine Partner Pledge will launch with a preheated network of global partners in mid-2024. Oh, I can't wait until mid-2024. Sunshine Partner. We believe publishers and the audiences they engage with should be empathetic and kind partners of social responsibility. Join us and take the pledge to become a Sunshine Partner. What we are about. Oh, boy. Let's find out what they're about, shall we? Would you like to know what the Sunshine Partners are about? I would love to. I want to know. I mean, after these fascinating articles, you know, about how to get older men to give you money without having to have sex with them and about what your vagina smells like, I really want to know what the Sunshine Partners are all about, don't you? What we are about: building global consciousness, building global consciousness and emotional IQ through uplifted conversations. I mean, this sentence right here, global consciousness, emotional IQ, uplifted conversations. You know, women love to use these phrases for things that they couldn't participate in or understand if they tried. Believing that science is true and that knowledge is power. No, science is not true or false. Science is a process. And it's a process that reveals things to be supported or not supported. Knowledge is not power. Power is power, you stupid whore. If I know how to perform, if I know how to perform open heart surgery, but I don't perform the open heart surgery on someone who needs the open heart surgery, my knowledge is not power. The action of applying the knowledge is power. Women are so fucking dumb. They're just fucking dumb. And once again, we see, well, I note that I read something on the internet. See how much power I have? Knowledge is power. Women say this because they don't do anything. So they say shit like, well, knowledge is power. No, doing things is power, you dumb fucking whore. Rejecting political categorizations, labels, and other vestments of infantile discourse. These are the same people who just told us to vote Democrat and labeled men as Elon bros and labeled people as white supremacists. So again, they reject the political categorizations and labels that apply to them, but they're perfectly okay using categorizations and labels for other people. Disruption through creamy, good writing that moves beyond author/reader power dynamics. Writing that actually listens. They think their writing has the ability to listen to people. Their comment section is closed because they were traumatized by the comments. How exactly is your writing listening when you don't even have a comment section? Oh, there's a kitty cat outside my window. Aw, it's a kitty. It's a little white and black spotted key. All right, sorry, shiny object. Cats! Cats are awesome. Cats are way better than cats you can trust. Women, no. See, cats will love you back. Not as much as a dog, but cats will certainly love you more than any woman ever will. Remember, if you want loyalty, get a dog. If you want an animal that is actually independent, get a cat. If you want a fucking parasite, get a girlfriend. And if you want to give half of your money to somebody else, get a wife. That's actually, hold on. I got to write that down. That was actually kind of funny. That's a good meme. Wait, hold on. I got to write this down. Girlfriend, parasite, wife, half your money. That's actually fucking funny. All right. Good one, Greg. All right. Fuck. God, I'm in a mood. I'm in a bad mood and a good mood all at the same time. God damn it, I fucking hate women. They're so fucking... And it's not... How many women are reading this shit and buying it? God damn. How many men are reading this shit and buying it? That's equally pathetic. All right. And this is a long list. While I was doing all that, you should have gone and got another beer or whatever. You know what? In fact, I'm going to go get another beer. Go get another beverage. We'll be back in a second. I'm not pausing. I was not intending to drink any more alcohol today, but I need one more beer to get through this. Integrating smart global thinking into hip culture and vice versa. No minutiae of life or culture are insignificant in the change maker mindset. It matters. These people think they're change makers. Celebrating nerds and nerding out. I'm so sick of women. I'm a nerd. I'm a gamer girl. Shut up, whore. Shut up. Once again, women are so desperate to be men. They're just... Oh, God. Hold on. Fuck. I gotta read... Where is it? No, that's not it. God damn it. We've got to read this one too. Now we're up to 5 more articles I have to read. All right. Community. I'm so sick of community. Especially because it's all fake. None of it's real community. Community, shared experiences, by which we mean affirmative action. We mean forced association. Global values locally. That's called diversity. Diversity plus proximity equals war. Global values is diversity. Locally is proximity. Global values plus locally equals war. And it's going to be a bloody war when it happens. I can't wait to put bullets in people like this. I just, goddamn, I wish the fucking collapse would just get here. Customer care is audience care is customer care. Fact check true. Corporate social responsibility is necessarily smarter business, more diverse business, and ultimately more productive business. Being messy is valid because women constantly need external validation. Being messy is valid. What does that mean? What does that mean? What do you mean it's valid? If women are so fucking independent, why do they constantly need validation? So back at CSU, there's this professor there. There's a lot of professors there, but there's this one. I go in his office and it's like this disaster area. He's got stacks of paper all over the place and blah, blah, blah. You know, I've made some comment or whatever. Something he says, yeah, people give me shit for my messy system because there's, he says, but it works for me. He is a man. He didn't say, well, but other people approve of it. He said, it works for me. Right? He did not say, his point of reference had nothing to do with other people. He did not need external validation for his office to be messy. His office was messy and it worked for him. Other people might comment upon it negatively, and his response was, it works for me. He did not need external validation because he had testosterone. Every human is a storyteller worth leaning in and listening to. Really, every human? Does that include Elon Musk? Does it include Donald Trump? Does it include Elon Bros? Does that include white supremacists? Of course it doesn't. Once again, why are women lying? I'll tell you that up. Women should be ignored when they have opinions. Every human is a storyteller worth leaning in and listening to. Why are you lying? You don't believe that. You don't live your life based on that. Why are you lying? Why are you lying? We know why they're lying. They wrote this on this website because it makes them feel good. Self-care and spoiling oneself is essential to collective transformative change. Self-care and spoiling oneself, so in other words, spending money on shit that you don't need, is essential to collective transformative change. Serving and nourishing the demographics of tomorrow with smarter content. In other words, attacking white people. Giving folks the tools to become radiant sunshines, spreading juicy pastel-colored goodness into the world. Searching for the next big story in global consciousness. All right, now it's just getting fucking retarded. Lifting up voices, lowering down others. Lifting up voices, lowering down others. Lowering other what? The conversation must be had. Now is always the time for it. What? A who man becoming a pupperino is an empowering tactic some folks utilize to deal with stress or bigotry. And that's valid. Once again, external validation is always needed. Even in the office, woof woof can have snack? Question mark. A whoman, H-O-O-M-A-N, becoming a pupperino, P-U-P-P-E-R-I-N-O. Is an empowering tactic some folks utilize to deal with stress. I think what they mean is when the libtards, when the snowflakes are stressed out because of the evil Elon bros on the internet, they pretend to be dogs. Never, remember guys, I know I've said this how many times now. Remember, Republicans think they should vote. Do not ever, no matter what a fucking, every Republican out there is all in favor of democracy. Every fucking one of them. All those fucking Christ cucks, they're all in favor of democracy. the power of transformative conversations to move awareness forward. I don't know what any of you would know about awareness, because you have none. Novel explorations into intersections of identity and culture. Yeah, there's more. There's more. Allowing sunshine to fill our lives and social interplay and even become an adjective. That's so sunshine of you. Fertilization, arrow, quantization, arrow, realization, arrow, actualization. No, I don't know what that means either. Insisting that global togetherness is hip as fuck and smart. By global togetherness, we mean, of course, the extermination of white people. Staying in one's own lane. Sweetheart, none of you are in your lane. Most of you, for most of the people who have written the stuff so far, their lane would be stocking shelves at the supermarket on the overnight shift so that they interact with as few customers as possible. Okay, none of you are staying in your lane. Staying in one's own lane, as far as possible, realistically not always, people depicted in a story photography. What? As far as possible, people depicted in story photography should be roughly on the same intersectionality axis as the author and or assigned editor. I think that means that if a article is written by a colored woman, then a picture in the article should have a colored woman in it. I think that's what that means, but I'm not really sure. Karen control, absolutely. Tactical emoji deployment. Believing that being on the side of good is not only a noble moral virtue, but smart. Yes, but none of you know what good is. Women think that good is whatever makes them feel good in the moment. Women think that good is whatever serves their agenda in the moment. That's not what good is. Designing reads so that every act of consumption is another booster shot for the mind. Being excellent, being kind to all, being sunny. Being kind to all. You're going to be kind to all. Does that include Donald Trump? Does that include Elon Musk? Does that include Elon Bros? Does that include white supremacists? No, of course not. Once again, why are you lying? Why are you lying? Why are you? This is a retort. We know the answer because it makes them feel good to lie. It's because they think to them, this is not a lie. Because to them, anyone who isn't exactly like them doesn't really exist. You're not a person to them. If you're an Elon bro, you're not a person to them. They want you dead. And yes, I'm the same way. I feel exactly the same way about the Juden. The difference is I don't lie about it. I don't care. It's not that it's, well, I mean, I care, but it's not the fact that these people want me dead that is antagonizing. It's kind of the word aggravating, annoying. It's the fact that they lie about it. If you just tell me, If you just admit, yes, we want to kill you because you're a heterosexual white man. I mean, I know this is true. You know this is true. Just fucking say it. Right? The fact that you can't announce what my agenda is to separate white people from black people, brown people, yellow people, and especially the fucking Juden. I have no problem saying that out loud because it's the right thing to do. But when you have to lie about what your agenda is, you're lying about what your agenda is because you don't want anyone to know what your agenda is because you know your agenda is evil. The future is feminine, folks, and we wish to boldly go. The future is feminine, folks, and we wish to boldly go! Exclamation mark. The future is feminine, folks, and we wish to boldly go! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. Land acknowledgement. We would like to acknowledge that our servers are mainly located on the traditional land of the first people of Seattle, the Dumawash people, past and present, and we honor with gratitude the land itself and the Dumawash tribe. As well, we offer our condolences and eternal thanks to any critters hurt by the infrastructure providing electricity to our operation. All right. Now, let's get to the actual things I wanted to talk about now that this episode of the podcast is, for all intents and purposes, over with. Let's start here. 11 warning signs, and they're actually numbered in this particular article. 11 warning signs that a guy is an insecure beta. Beta male, beta. Don't walk away, run. No. You don't walk, no. Beta males, you marry them. Beta males are for marrying. You marry the beta male. You stick it out for 5 years while you're having sex with Chad while your beta male's at work. Then you divorce him and you take half of everything he has. That's what you do with beta males. You don't run away from them. Now, if they're creepy, that's different. You run away from the ones that are creepy. It's creepy. Creepy. But you marry the beta males, and then you don't actually take 50% of what they have, because when you marry them, everything they have becomes yours. So when you divorce him, what you're actually doing is you're allowing him to have 50% of what he used to own back. That's how that works. All right, so here's your teaser for the next episode. 11 warning signs that a guy is an insecure beta. Make babies. Alright, I'm not gonna do the outro because I gotta go relax so I can do part 3 of this series.
What is beautiful in a woman? What is attractive in a woman is defined by men. It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Venus happened to me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14, they think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash, guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're not about production, they're not about reality, they're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.